Welcome, everybody, to the big call tonight. It's Thursday, May 16th, and you're listening to the big call. We just want to welcome everybody. Some of you might be new listeners. Some of you might have been listening for the last 13 years to the big call. And I want to thank the satellite team for getting the call out there globally for us. So that's really been very big. Good information. Let's go ahead, pray the call in, and then we'll go from there. Lord God, we thank you for the fact that things are moving behind the scenes for us. We know that there's a lot of stuff going on. We know that we are in the best position that we've been so far for this to occur. We thank you for all that's happening right now in our lives. Thank you, even though sometimes obstacles come at us, And we have things we have to go through. It's better that we go through them and learn and get stronger than if we try to go around them. So thank you for everything that you're putting in our lives and the fact that you only bring good things to your children. We thank you that every good and perfect gift comes down from above, and that's from you. And we thank you for this call, the platform, and everybody that's listening. Big Call Universe, and everybody in terms of who's helping with the call, such as Sue and Bob, GCK, and others. So give us a great night tonight, we pray, in Jesus' name. Amen and amen. Sue, this is the time we're all very excited about hearing, and that's the teaching that you have found for us. I know Bob loves it, and I do too, and we'll do the best we can to comment on it. So whenever you're ready, Sue.
Pretty exciting privilege to be able to curate something, hopefully a little out of the ordinary, and something that's going to stimulate people to expand what they believe is possible and that is coming from Christ's Word or the Bible. And tonight, I'm going to dedicate this to J&K, the pod, and most especially, everything that matters. And this is called Death Verdict, Change to Life. Many individuals in the Bible have overcome the power of death. So will we. The book of Hebrews gives us an idea of some individuals who, through the power of faith, resisted and stopped death. We'll be presenting you with how these men and women, who are like you and me, decided to go through the path of faith. You'll discover how these men and women so dared to stand before death and say no to it. What did they know that others had no idea about? We will find out. The Bible reveals a story about a woman who was a partner of the prophet Elisha. The relationship between this woman from a city called Shunem and this mighty prophet of God began one day when the woman approached the man of God to request that he sleep and dine in her home anytime he passed by. She had seen a need and therefore met it graciously. Now it happened one day that Elisha went to Shunem, where there was a notable woman, and she persuaded him to eat some food. So it was, as often as he passed by, he would turn in there to eat some food. She said to her husband, "Look now, I know that this is a holy man of God who passes by us regularly. Let us make a small upper room on the wall, and let us put a bed for him there, and a table and chair and a lampstand. So it will be, whenever he comes to us, he can turn in there." Kings 4:8-10. This must be the attitude of every believer. We are the light of the world, and we must seek to fill needs that God shows us. With the support of her husband, a place was prepared for the prophet and his aide. According to this story, the woman was of great status and had everything that she needed, everything but a child, because she was barren. Even though her motive for being connected to the man of God was not to get a miracle, her understanding of the possibilities of the anointing on this great prophet was unveiled when she maintained a consistent partnership with him. In the course of time, it happened that the prophet of God spoke a word concerning this woman's barrenness. He told her that in exactly a year, she would give birth to a son. Even though this woman had her own reservations about the word spoken by the prophet, it happened according to the word of the prophet that this woman delivered a baby boy.
Mm-hmm.
The prophecy of the man of God is clearly written. So he said, "Call her." When he had called her, she stood in the doorway. Then he said, "About this time next year, you shall embrace a son." And she said, "No, my Lord, man of God, do not lie to your maidservant." But the woman conceived and bore a son when the appointed time had come of which Elisha had told her. Kings 4:15-17.
Mm-hmm.
This great miracle caused this woman to come to the full recognition that indeed this man of God carried unusual grace and anointing for all possibilities. The fact was that being a reputable woman and of first-class status, she did all that she knew to do to solve her barrenness condition, but to no avail. That made the man of God's intervention of great significance. She'd given up on giving birth because the many solutions she tried yield nothing. The miracle brought about a great change in this woman's family. May every good prophetic word given over your life happen in Jesus' name. Because yes, indeed, this miracle went a long way to ignite and establish this woman's faith in the God of the prophet Elisha. And that is our teaching for tonight.
Thank you, Sue. Wow, I hadn't heard that story in a long time. And I appreciate that. As you know, you had the prophet Elijah, spelled J-A-H, and then you had Elisha, E-L-I-S-H-A, that followed Elijah. And yeah, this is interesting because it sort of is reminiscent to me of Abraham and Sarah, his wife. And remember, God changed her name from Sarai to Sarah, and Abram to Abraham, meaning father of many nations. And so it's similar in the sense that Sarah was barren, and she was older. She was past childbearing years. She was around 90, and Abraham was 99 when, you know, she was able to conceive. It's just an amazing thing to think that, you know, when God says something, whether it's directly to Abraham, which he did in that case, or through the prophet Elisha, you know, you kind of got to go with it. And it's interesting that that the woman wasn't seeking a prophecy from him. She wasn't seeking a solution to her problem, but Elisha found the opportunity to bring these words to the woman, and then here it was a year later, she gave birth to a baby son. So I guess what we're saying is you can never really count God out. You never count out the possibility of things happening as a direct result of people's actions or their faith or God intervening, essentially, and making things happen. In the case of Abraham, he said, you'll be a father of many nations. Look out, lay down, look at the stars in the sky. And, of course, there's no real light in those days other than lampstands. He said, you could look up in the sky, and probably stars look like they're popping right out at you. And that's where, you know, the seed of Abraham, the children, you know, his seed would come out as many as the stars in the sky. And then the other analogy God used was as many as the grains of sand. Well, that's a lot of people. That's a lot of movement. So I think what we have to do is just read these things, and they're wonderful, and they do make us think. And I like what the woman did in saying, you know, this guy, Elisha, keeps coming by, and we need to, let's provide a place for him. This was the first Airbnb, maybe, that took place in those days. They didn't have hotels. People stayed in people's homes. And this is what they did. And she made a room for him and gave him a place to sleep and a lamp, and a nightstand and a lampstand and basically a place that he could come and stay when he was passing by. So it's pretty good. It teaches us that we should be as open as that to provide housing for people if necessary, especially in tragedies like tornadoes and hurricanes, where people are displaced from their homes, and some people don't have homes to begin with. And that's really important for us to see, how can we be used of God, even right now, before the blessing comes through, how can we be used as a blessing to others? How can we do anything with what we have? In other words, let God take what you have in your hand, is kind of what he's into. What's in your hand that you can use? You know, look at the widow's mite. She had like 2 pennies, the equivalent. She gave all that she had. I mean, it's just amazing, some of the stories in the Bible and what people did that were faithful. It shows faith, and that's what impresses God. It's not our good works. It's not our baptism or non-baptism. It's not our church membership. It's none of that stuff impresses God. The only thing that really impresses God that we can do is have faith. So that's really what I wanted to say about that. Sue, thank you for that teaching. It prompted me to think about a few things. Bob, you heard it. How did that teaching impact you, and what would you say to it?
It was really great. I love listening to stories from the Bible and the way that Sue, you know, just lays it out and talks about it is just really beautiful. And I was thinking some of the same things you were, Bruce, where you were saying, you know, we can read these things and it makes us think. And I was thinking, you know, we might not all have the opportunity to be in the presence of a mighty prophet. Mm-hmm. But we can read the stories, and then we can examine ourselves and say, well, if we don't have a prophet right in front of me physically that's going to bless me, to give me a child, then, you know, what can I do? I can maybe begin to examine a way that I can have a similar experience without a prophet being right in front of me. And I can examine what it is that I believe that might be holding me back from having that thing the prophet might give me. What kinds of circumstances am I allowing to maybe get in the way of my power, where there's all this static and, you know, thunder and lightning storms going around me of information and thoughts, and kind of, you know, creates this restless scanning and inability to really look within. And, you know, as we look within, we might say, you know, what am I doing? What's going on in here? And this, when people say, well, you know, you need to look within yourself. Well, what does that really mean? Well, it's something different for everybody, but you can ask some basic questions like, what are my belief structures that I have? Am I deleting or distorting some information that might be helpful for me? Am I making generalizations from the collective nocebos in society that hold me back? You know, or can I, in this examination, say, wait a minute, what if I believed that everything was possible, that I didn't need a prophet right in front of me? What if I believe that I can live even though I might be very sick? What if I believe that I can continue on because my faith is what powers me? And with these, you know, examinations and possible revelations through your prayer and meditation, that examination, you know, then can become your own proclamations. Maybe if you were to proclaim for yourself what the prophet might proclaim for you, and proclaim it in a prayer that asks for the power of Jesus to come and make this manifest for you and with you, perhaps the prophet can be a beautiful story, but not necessary to be in your right in your presence.
That's good, Bob. I like what you said, because what you're telling me is, if you're open to things happening around you and for you, directly from God, directly from the Holy Spirit, without the need of a prophet today, for example, there are modern day prophets today that have pretty good track records. But you know, in the Old Testament days, if a prophet was untrue and said things that didn't happen, the law said they could stone him and kill him. So you better get your prophecies correct. Now, we don't do that today, but people hold prophets in judgment. They weigh what they say. But I like what you're saying, Bob, about more or less be open to things occurring due to an inner relationship that you have with God through the Holy Spirit, and listening, which is something many of us don't do anymore, listening to God and allowing God to communicate with you and reveal things through you. And I think that's really a good way to look at that. I like what you said about that. And appreciate it so much. Sue, you're the one that came up with this teaching. How do you see it? And is there anything that you gained from it that you want to share with us?
I like thinking about the integration of what the teaching brought, what you brought, Bruce, and what Bob brought, because there's a synthesis there that I think is significant. And that being that I think now is a time when our ability to draw on the inspiration that the teaching was pointing to, that death is not necessary, that these formidable external events were proven by Christ and this prophet, who would obviously, you don't get to be a prophet unless you really devoted yourself to understanding the universal mind or God, that it's now possible to understand that all of that, like Bob was saying, is available through Christ in you, And it's what you energize, this is what you brought, Bruce, it's what you energize with your faith and your commitment. You've got to have faith and commitment to what you're giving faith to. And you can't be a man that walks, you know, on two, a man or woman who walks on, you know, sometimes you're believing in it, sometimes you're not. You've got to be a person that will hold the faith. And sometimes you're going to need a partner that's going to say, wait a minute, I thought we agreed to have faith for this.
Right, right.
You know, I thought we agreed that we were going to be joyful. I thought we agreed that we were going to be loving. I thought we agreed that we were going to be whatever it is for eternity together. And that's really, that's going to get into my new course, but don't have a panic.
Yet.
Don't have a panic. I know. But the point is, I know. Don't panic. They think that's like, uh-oh.
Don't worry, Pod. Don't worry, Pod.
I know. Yeah, exactly. So, but the point is creativity, play. And I thought you agreed, says my spirit, that we were going to faithfully play with how powerful God in us actually is. To me, that is the new narrative. Wake up and remember, I am in you. Now play, create, enjoy, and regenerate this world. And so that is the power of life. That's life. That's God. That's love. Don't let stuff destroy it. Don't let something from the past or limitation or something you've absorbed from people that didn't know how to have life moving through them in purity, in boldness, and in strength. That's what this teaching was about. So that's
Thank
what
you,
I
Sue. Got it. I think you got a lot out of it. We all did. Thank you, Bob, for your input. I always love it. Thank you, Sue. That was really good. I think this was good. I'm glad we're kind of getting into some different teachings that we hadn't really heard before. I haven't heard about this story in I don't know how long, at least 15 or 20 years. And it's a good one. It really is. So, thank you, Sue, for that. And yes, Pod, we do have coming attractions coming soon in Sue's segment, which is about to start in 3, 2, 1 now.
Hold on. It's not my we have prayer requests to do.
Oh yeah, we got stuff to do. Never mind. Sorry, Pod. Little preemptive on that. We have prayer requests tonight, Sue. And we talked earlier about how to shorten some of that maybe. That might be repetitive, but
yeah.
Let's see if there are any SECH prayer requests tonight, Sue.
Why? Tell me the significance of such.
People pronounce such, S-U-C-H, like such. It's just kind of a, I don't know, it's
where?
A linguistical.
What part? I've never been around it. Where did you get that?
Such. I think such is sort of a, such is that. I don't know. It could be.
Okay.
It could, I don't want to pin down any particular part of the country.
Okay.
But,
all right,
yeah.
Well, let's move on to more meaningful pursuits than the pronunciation of. This
or
is going to be
pronunciation, as some people say, right, Sue?
Pronunciation.
Some people say pronunciation. It's not pronunciation, it's pronunciation. Just checking. Okay.
Don't get me started, Bruce. Oh, my God. Okay, so here is prayer. This is how it comes in. I'm just opening it up right now. Prayer request, come on, Sue. So here I'm going to read it. Good evening. I'm reaching out in regards to a prayer request for a nice young lady named Taylor. We got in touch with the Big Call Universe after she had a touching experience with a fellow follower. Since then, she has been absolutely enthralled, well, this is so nice, with Sue's teachings and looks forward to them every week. Taylor is a public servant that is trying to balance the scales of life between being a single cat mother, I love that,
yeah,
attending
yeah.
school, and serving her community. I think a surprise prayer for her would be exactly what she needs, especially coming from Big Call Universe. I know the show has a ton of listeners, so I pray that this email falls into the right hands. God bless with warm regards, Damon. So, Damon, it looks like we get to have the fun of your answered prayer. And so we're going to ask for how many listeners might we be having tonight, Bruce?
It could be 18 to 18 and a half million
across the globe. 18 to 18 and a half million people, Taylor, who are now putting their hands on their heart so that their hearts get activated and so that they know the power of true divine connection in Christ, and that we're sending to you the entire community's blessing through Christ and with Christ to seal you and your kitty cat and your future and your highest timeline, your highest expression, knowing that you are called to do great things and that the light of Christ and the light of the entire community are all going higher with you because we are praying for you. And it helps us all to be in that state. In Jesus' name, we see you lifted into beautiful, exalted, and meaningful life, journey, and love forevermore. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen. And Taylor, just so you know, I was thinking earlier about how nice it is to have a perfectly good kitty cat like Ninja Kitty come up on my lap during the big call, which has happened before, and it's quite a nice, quite a pleasant experience to enjoy. So I'll share that with you, Taylor.
Okay, whoops, I just lost my place thanks to...
Okay.
Wandering.
You want me to stretch, Sue?
No, I'm good.
Okay.
Let's see. Okay, so now we've fulfilled one person's answered prayer.
Mm-hmm.
Now we're going to go to Ms. Jeannie. Drawing day, Thursday, May 16th. Barely got out of the Bruce day on the 14th. Oh, my God, that was so hysterical. Get out your drawing. I was so excited. I was just like, oh, my gosh.
I know.
Get out your drawing pads and pencils and bring the images in your imagination to life. Mm. National Do Something Good for Your Neighbor Day, Thursday, May 16th. A neighbor is not merely the person who lives closest to you. NASCAR Day. Friday, May 17th. Enjoy the NASCAR event while also helping children across the country. International Museum Day, Saturday, May 18th. It's an opportunity to support museum education and make everyone aware of the importance of museums. National Visit Your Relatives Day, Saturday, May 18th. A day dedicated to spending time with your loved ones and cherishing family time. Preakness Stakes, Saturday, May 18th. Come one, come all for one of the best horse racing events of them all. Pentecost Sunday, May 19th, marks the beginning of the Christian Church's mission into the world. Plant Something Day, Sunday, May 19th. Plant Something Day aims to protect and add beauty to the environment. Do not be anxious about anything, but in everything, with prayer and petition, with thanksgiving, present your request to God. And the peace of God, which transcends all understanding, will guard your hearts and minds in Christ Jesus. Philippians 4, 6, 7. Heavenly Father, loving Father, forgiving Father, merciful Father, today we pray for the following. We continue to pray for Pastor Scott's recovery from surgery and hope he's doing well at the PT and OT. We continue to pray for Bruce's health and eyesight, so thankful that he is doing better. Prayers
yes.
that still have been requested on this big call, and we all know what that is. They're all clear to everyone. Everyone, how to do on that, Bruce? Everyone, have a
Great.
Blessed weekend. Edit. May God bless yep. everyone and keep them safe through Jesus Christ. Amen and amen. Jeannie.
Amen. Great job, Sue. Thank you, Jeannie, for that. It's always fun to know what day it is and what tomorrow and the next day is going to be. That's really fun. And I think it gives us a nice feeling to hear those calendar events that are coming up. Sue, thank you very much for that. Any other prayers or prayer requests tonight?
That's it.
That'll do it, huh?
Actually, wait. Actually, you know what? I am going to add one. Wait, there's more.
Okay.
I'm going to ask everyone to put their hands on their hearts.
Mm.
And this is for a very beautiful man and his lovely wife, Henry.
Okay.
And I've had the privilege of getting to know Henry and his devotion and his
mm-hmm.
purity and his
mm-hmm.
navigating with God and his total commitment to bringing the highest outcome to his wife's healing. And I just want to have everyone see Henry and Paula surrounded in the light of God, being blessed and lifted up into their highest timeline so that they're the most joyful, happiest, and fulfilled sovereign beings in Christ's name. Amen.
Amen and amen. Absolutely, Sue. Good job. Yep, appreciate that. Good. Good for Henry. And we wish the very best for Paul and his wife.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, Sue, it's coming down to you. This is a fun segment we love, and I know that the pod is excited and others are excited about a new course offering
yeah.
that you'll tell us about.
Well, I'm excited because, I'm excited. I'm watching my clock here.
Okay,
because I was very, very incredibly touched by several events that happened today, but I'm going to speak about one of them. And that was, has anybody ever tried to deal with GoDaddy and domain names and things like that? Well, I had called them and asked for one of my domain names to be removed, but I still got charged for it. And so I decided, I'm going to, take a little time and do this, which is like you have to overcome a lot of resistance, or at least I do.
Mm-hmm.
And I got this woman. This is very powerful, so please see if you can utilize this, and if you can, send an email when you hear my email. I get this woman, and she's so cheerful and friendly, and not cheerful in a fake way, but in a deep way.
Mm-hmm.
And she said, Sue, how can I help you? And she, I don't know where, I think she must have been in the Philippines. She spent so much time trying to figure out a way that we could get this removed when I didn't have access to some number or code that I needed. But the bottom line is, we get to the end of the call, and in the middle of the call I had said, Can you just stop for a second, Mary? I have to let you know, I feel so cared for, and like you're pouring joy over me. I just want you to know how outstanding that is to experience. And she stopped and she said, nobody has ever recognized or appreciated that, Sue. And I just want to thank you because you made me feel special.
Mm.
And I said, but that's what you did for me. And when we got off the phone, she said to me, Sue, I will carry you in my heart for this year.
There you go. Mm.
Because those words and the way you said them to me meant so much to me that you stopped, you noticed, you appreciated. And in that moment, this is where I'm going to go with this, I realized that's one of the biggest things that everybody that's involved in this can be doing as they're planning their projects. Is just write this down. I can hear somebody with initials BWN having a reaction.
I know who that is.
Oh, you do. So yep. Maybe JK, write it down.
Mm.
Make
it down.
If your number one mission is to make people feel special.
Yes.
That's the number one mission. Love them and make them feel special. So however you plan your projects, whatever you're doing, say it over and over and over again. We have to make people feel special. And that's the thing that's going to really draw people to your projects. So with that said, that reminds me of Henry. I want to make I'm going to make three things available to the Big Call Universe. Number one, I want to read a testimonial. Oh, boy, this is going to mess me up a little bit. I want to read a testimonial about anything from the Golden Wisdom Bundle, which is $300, to, this is a new offering, so you're going to, if you can't afford $300, maybe you can afford a two-class program called New Christ Strong. And let me read you what this one woman had said when she bought the Golden Wisdom Bundle and she is purchasing New Christ Strong tomorrow. I'm a full-time, and I've read this before, but this is important. I'm a full-time, hardworking mom with health problems at the house, and I know how much I want to help with our blessing, but my brain has been all over the place and not available to do the daily chores without stress. I didn't expect that just in a few classes, how surprised I would be when I cooked, when I went grocery shopping without feeling frustrated about the prices going up, how I'm happier on a daily basis, that my mind is getting clearer and more clear, that I have the pictures in my mind of getting calm and clear as I go into the Redemption Center and knowing what I know how to do and now how I can activate these ideas. And the picture of my projects, and still learning through the classes. I'm going to shorten it to that. Here's what we do that is based on, it's called Mind, Brain, Education, Science, and Neuroplasticity. In both New Christ Strong, which is really about how to use your mind to be as strong in Christ as you possibly can, and that's $100, and in the Golden Wisdom Bundle, you get five courses that are going to walk you through literally what you're to do from them. And it's not telling you what to do. It's living. It's experiencing making the right choices for you. It's empowering you with some strategies, with meditations, with things that allow you to embody, to feel, to know the experience that you choose to have to create your best future. So those two courses, Golden Wisdom Bundle, which is going to take you through, I would say, almost 2 years, but it's going to start from the very, it's sequenced, so you'll go from the very first things you have to do, how to be negotiating with people, how to be hiring people, all that, but in this whole brain, how to simplify approach. So it's not like just information, it's an experience. And people, as you've heard, said you can't even put a price. You can't put a price on something that helps you get it into your behavior that takes the stress out. The most important thing that you can do, and this is in everything we do, listen up when I read this, is learn in a stress-free environment.
Yeah.
A learning brain. Most of us didn't have that when we were in school. Most of us were in competitive places, distracted places. A learning brain needs a stress-free environment. And that's everything that matters. We now know that all signals entering the brain get rooted first through the amygdala, which is the emotional processing center of the brain. When someone feels afraid or threatened, the amygdala blocks the signal to the parts of the brain responsible for higher order learning and instead prepares the body for a threat response, the fight, flight, freeze. And that's why this woman, and that's why everybody gives it like it's off the charts. Because number one, you're getting to pick when you learn. And number two, the meditation is training your brain not to get threatened by new material, by becoming a new self, and that is nowhere. You can't go to Harvard, you can't go to Stanford, but we took the best of the new tools of education, and it's called EdTech, and we put it into these, all the courses we do. But they're designed with cool new concepts like flow, being in your own rhythm, self-directed learning, all these things that you're going to be bringing out into society. So let me tell you how to get those two things, and then we'll move on to our third. All you need to do, Golden Wisdom Bundle is for people that want the whole menu of how to gently, powerfully, and in an empowerment way, walk through the next year and be ahead of the people that they're going to be surrounded by. You've got to kind of lead yourself so you can lead these people. So that's the Golden Wisdom Bundle. It used to be $400. It's a $500 value. All you have to do to get that is send us an email to integratedminds@hushmail.com and put Golden Bundle 300 and just put your name, your telephone number, and Cash App that you have, Cash App. And probably we're going to have to break it up because Cash App gets funky. We'll deal with that when you're communicating with them. Yeah, it's like weird. Sometimes they go, oh, no, whatever. Okay, Cash App. Same thing for the new Christ Strong. That is for people that want to get grounded in the deepest, most powerful unification with Christ so that they can be supernatural leaders, and people in the pod that could only listen to the replay just were going, wow, wow, this is incredible. So it's a very, very powerful class where you're going to learn from the interaction with the people. You're just, it's an incredible class, New Christ Strong, and that's just $100. So if that's what you can do, that's what you can do. Same thing, integratedminds@hushmail.com. And finally, based on what our friend Bruce is going to do for us tonight, let's bring it home, Bruce. I got to pull up my art. Exactly. We have a really, is it possible to do another course? I think this is like course 140.
Anything's possible, right?
This is the course that my assistant and I, we're always working on something. Like if it doesn't, you know, if this doesn't happen, this doesn't happen. This is a course that is designed to help humanitarians with what is called civilization level change and community level change, and it's called Serious Play, How to Live, Empower, and Fuse Imagination and Meaning for Community and Civilization Level Change.
Mm-hmm.
Everything we're going to be doing is going to require you picking the people that can tell a new community change and a civilization level change story. That means they have to know what is changing, what the systems are changing into, how to educate people on that, how to language the new change, how to make it exciting, how to have the right narrative, who's got to be in the room so that everybody wants to get engaged. This is Serious Play. And Serious Play is based on the book by Michael Schrag. It was the most exciting book I've ever read. And it's how the world's best companies simulate to innovate. So we're going to simulate your project and what the narrative is. And we're going to do exercises and things that you're going to do with your team. But it's designed for people that are founders, but they've got to know how to get their teams excited about the vision and the quality and what people are going to see when their project comes to life. So it takes, and if you don't take this, do you want to be lost? Do you want to be lost in a bunch of people being serious about the project that isn't going to attract people that are going to be like, wow, let's do this and be in it long term because they're so engaged? Or do you want to attract the people that are going to be just like I was with my partner in the biggest project I've ever been in? And I said, how do you feel about this? And he said to me, it feels like Christmas. You want to be in this class if you want to have it be that your team and the people around you feel like it's Christmas. You will have that when you're doing something that's so big, so exciting, with the right people in the room and the right possibilities at your fingertips. It's going to feel like Christmas. This is not me making something up that I haven't experienced it. I've experienced it over and over and over. I don't get into projects unless they feel like Christmas. And that's everything that matters, too. It has to feel like Christmas. So, Serious Play starts next Monday. It's 3 nights. It's 3 nights.
7:25 p.m.
7:25, Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday. I'm still doing good on my time. I'm watching, Bruce. I'm a Toastmasters graduate. I'm a Toastmasters graduate. I know how to roll this. So 7:25 p.m. I'm going to defend myself. 7:25 p.m. And I bet you Bob's smiling right now. I can see that Bob's smiling. I can literally see it.
I can see him smiling.
Yeah, I know sense. I do. I can too. It's 7:25 p.m. and sign up will start when we send out this email, probably tomorrow, Friday, depending on what you want to do. And anything else that Bruce has to say. And again, it's called Serious Play. If you haven't joined our class, all you have to do is send us an email and your name, your number, and Cash App, and you'll be all set. It's $150 for the 3 nights. It's a little bit just for 3 nights, it's $150 this time. And that's all I have to say. That's our offering. So you've got the $100 Mind of Christ, New Christ Strong.
Yep,
Christ, New Christ Strong. Then you've got the bundle, which is going to walk you through the year. The other New Christ Strong is 2 classes. The bundle is what, surety classes, and you listen to 1 class. And all
actually,
of the classes.
20 classes.
Okay.
20 classes, 30 hours.
Okay, thank you. 20 classes, 30 hours. He knows my courses better than I do. And then Serious Play is if you really want your passion to be igniting what even your children could get engaged with. And it's designed so that your kids will be attracted. Like a lot of people want their kids after they get Nisara Jisara to be in their projects. This is going to make it possible if you have children, you want them to be in your projects, to have such a compelling community and organization around you that who wouldn't want to work with you? And most of us have never, most people have never been in that kind of a work experience. And that's it. That's it for tonight.
Good. Okay, Sue. Well, thank you for that. Appreciate all that. That's quite a good offering, really. And we'll talk a little bit about that in the end of my segment. So that's very good and very positive. And I'm looking forward to the response from all of that. That sounds good. But beyond that, let's get further down into our segments for tonight. Let's see what Bob would bring us in the way of, let's say, testimonials, new research, and anything else, Bob, that you would want to bring to us tonight. Any new sales, anything that we don't know it yet, please describe what it is that's going on to us tonight, for us tonight.
Yeah, sure. So we do have a new sale that just started today.
I knew it.
And what we did was we put our barley on sale for 30% off.
Okay, that's good.
And not only is it going to be 30% off, but when you get your barley, we're going to give you a free product, which is our turmeric product.
Mm-hmm.
And that turmeric is like a $44 value.
Yeah.
And so by the time you get 30% off your barley and get this free product, it's literally like 60-something dollars. Of value for you. And so we wanted people to know that there's a limit of 4. So you can get up to four barleys and you get a free
4 turmeric for free.
Yep. And just be sure when you put your order in that you do single bottles of barley.
Like,
because there's
and not a two-pack
special.
Yeah.
Don't order 2 two-packs or 1 two-pack. the system's not sensitive enough to pick up on the sale and do it that way. So enter individual ones and then change the number. So you order a single one. If you want four, just change the number from one till four, one to four.
Okay? Yep.
And I do have some new testimonials, like six of them that came in since Tuesday. One of them is very short and sweet from a woman who's been taking the Myotrol. Who simply says, great product, keep it coming, please. And next one is a...
Wait a minute, Bob, wait a minute. So she's saying, keep it coming, please. When is the next Myotrol shipment to arrive?
The next, we will be receiving our next Myotrol probably this time next month, which is going to be really good because we'll have, we had set aside enough for people to go all the way through to like the 24th, 25th of June, and knowing that this was about how long it would take. So for people that have ordered it, that want to keep getting it, be sure to call in and let us help you get your next bottle.
Yeah.
So the next testimonial is this like a husband and wife team. They're talking about the Proenzyme Pack. And this gentleman says, my wife and I have been using the probiotics for over 6 months. It's the best we have ever used. I had been having digestive problems ever since I went through chemotherapy. Then I started using the digestive enzymes, and it completely corrected the problems that I had been having. Now, this is important to know, Bruce, because when people go through chemotherapy, which is a lot of people end up having it, there's all kinds of residual problems, and some of them are seemingly permanent. And this is where, the teaching that Sue did earlier really comes in handy, because there's this belief that if people go through this extensive chemo and it damages their nervous system, or it damages their intestines, that they're going to have to live with that for the rest of their life. And some people do, right? But there are all kinds of different things that you can do to restore yourself back to the way you were before you were taking chemotherapy.
Yeah.
And helping with your digestion is one of those things, because chemo can really have a serious negative side effects on the entirety of your alimentary canal from your mouth all the way down.
Right.
And lots of people end up with intestinal problems. They get really sick when they're getting chemo. They throw up a lot. There's a lot of damage done. And it can alter the capability of their stomach to produce stomach acid and digestive enzymes.
Right.
And so it's very important, if you're having trouble with your intestines after you've had chemo, use the probiotics and also use the digestive enzymes. And this is a person who did that and offered us this testimonial so we could have a conversation about it.
Good. Good idea, really.
This is another testimonial about the probiotics, where this woman says, I was taking other probiotics, but now I can tell this one is a much better product. And then she put in all caps, love your products.
No, that's great. Yeah.
Then here's another person talking about Boomer Boost and the Gladiator Barley together. So thanks for the continued energy with Boomer Boost and Gladiator Barley and the feeling of having exceptional nutrition in my body. And it's true that you can skip a meal during the day with this product. I love it. At 62 years old, my waist is 31, and that's smaller than when I was in my 20s. So this is another really good thing for people to know, Bruce. When you get really well nourished, and for some people it's the first time in their life, for most people never had a nutritional product like Boomer Boost and another one like Barley where you could feed yourself this level of nutrition. It hasn't been that many years when this type of high-level nutrition was available. And probably the last time that people got this level of nutrition was at the time of the gladiators. And so many different positive things happen for people. When you get really well nourished, you are not as hungry, and you eat less food. And like this 62-year-old gentleman who's now got a 31-inch waistline.
Awesome. Yeah.
Here's another testimony about Boomer Boost from husband and wife team. It says, fantastic product. We've been using it for the last 5 years, and we love it. And those are our testimonials, Bruce. And what I want to do just briefly, since we're doing this great sale on our barley, is let people know a little bit, just like a brief overview of what it can do for people. One of the best things and most common things that we hear people say is that their body went through detoxification. And it's hard for people to go through detoxification by trying to piece together 6 or 7 or 8 different types of compounds that can help you to detox. But as people get, live on planet Earth here over the last, almost 68 years, as I have, your body absorbs lots and lots of toxicity from the air in the form of, black carbon and tire dust and, all kinds of things, pollution in the water, toxins in your food, your furniture, your household cleaning products. And it's really important if you want to live a long, healthy life, you have to have a technique for getting those toxins out on a daily basis, because you keep being exposed to them day after day after day. And when people take our barley, whether it's heirloom barley or gladiator barley, you definitely go through a detox, and it gives you a fresh start. People end up with getting adult onset diseases from inflammation and toxicity. Wouldn't it be great if all of a sudden you could take this powder, put it in a glass of water and drink it, and each day you're detoxifying yourself and you can get a fresh start where your body is like, it's better than new. And I'll tell you why we can say that, Bruce. When a child is born, the average child in the United States is born, it has 472 different toxic chemicals in its blood. Different ones, right? And they get it from their mother. They get it in the womb. But now, even at an advanced age, people can detoxify their body, including those 472 toxins you were born with, right? And so this is a chance to live in a detoxified state. And for a lot of people, they've been toxic their whole lives, and so they never really get a chance to experience what it feels like to live in a body that's not loaded with toxins. Right? Now, the other thing we just mentioned was about inflammation. This is the most powerful anti-inflammatory product that we can get, and it's why people have to take it so slowly at the beginning. You're going to be reducing your inflammation dramatically, detoxing dramatically, and you need to go slow. So it comes with this small scoop. You ease into it, over the course of a month, then you can take the full dose. And one of the things you might notice right away, like I did when I first started taking it 13 years ago, is an increase in your muscle strength and endurance. It's loaded with amino acids, which are the building blocks of proteins, including the proteins that we use to build muscle. Also really, really great for your circulation, the absorption of nutrients. This is going to cleanse your small intestines, allow you to absorb nutrients again like you were much younger, and it literally slows your rate of aging. And as we heard in the testimonial, this 62-year-old it was helping him to release weight and get his waist size down, which is a main biomarker for aging and main predictor for health problems as you get older. And one of the things that life insurance companies use to tell them, to inform them approximately how long you're going to live. Yep. So this is a time when you can get this product. This is a one-off product, Bruce. Gladiator barley and heirloom barley are only made in one place in the world. And I was texting back and forth with the creator of this product today because it's time for us to place an order that's going to arrive this time next year. And he's literally away from his processing plant in his home out in the field with his neighboring farmers planting the seed for the crop that will come in October that will then get processed later for next year. And so we're going to be speaking to him tomorrow, and he's going to be finishing up all of his plantings partly, you know, based on the conversation that we have with him. And as I said, there's only one place in the world that this product is made. It's an ancient seed line that's been preserved throughout the years, and there's a very brilliant, genius-level health and wellness scientist with a master's degree in soil science who lives up in Canada that figured out how to bring this product to us, and it's nothing short of a miracle.
It's terrific. As they say in Canada, Bob, beauty, eh? Beauty.
Yeah, absolutely.
Oh, I love it. Well, Bob, I'll tell you, I have to say this to our Canadian listeners. I'm all about our truckers on the 401, on the Coca-Cola, all of that. I'm up on all of that stuff, and I watch three or four of those shows on the Weather Channel, believe it or not. Late night, they come on Sunday night. Sometimes they'll play certain episodes during the week, and I just love it. And I just think it's fascinating what goes on up there in logging, hella logging, and also with trucking and how difficult it is to drive some of those roads in the winter. And it's just amazing to me how these guys with their rotators and their tow trucks and their 35-ton and 50-ton tow trucks pulling all these loads out of the ditch, and it's just down this. It's amazing, Bob. I don't know if you've ever seen any of that, but it's just, I'm a little bit caught up in those shows, and I think about Canada, and I think about our Canadian friends up there, and this is a great example of the fact that our product is coming from Canada. Only one place where this is grown, only one place where it's secured, and Bob and Boomers is the exclusive selling agent of this product, period. And that's why the combination of Boomer Boost and barley, and I'm thinking Gladiator, some people are on heirloom barley, but the combination of those two products really, really worked. There's a synergy there, right, Bob? There's a synergy that allows the Boomer Boost to be, I believe, more effective on a factor of 5 when it's combined with the barley.
Yeah, that's right.
Isn't that You know, right, Bob? So
yep.
I'd say my hats are off to our Canadian partners up there. And I'm looking forward to going back up. I've only been to Canada maybe 6 or 8 times, maybe. But I tell you one thing. I love Banff, Lake Louise, Sunshine for skiing. And there's a great restaurant on Main Street in Banff, a Greek restaurant. You guys that live up near the Calgary area and have been to Banff, you know about this restaurant. And it's absolutely great. Leg of lamb? Oh, yeah. And do we break plates at the end of the night? Oh, yeah. They break plates. It's it's really fun. Anyway, I can't wait to get back up to Banff. And maybe I'll get Bob up there when he learns to ski. And just kidding. Bob was probably skiing before I was walking. But we'll head up there. We'll head up there. And enjoy the beauty of Canada. Oh, my gosh. Incredible. All right. So what else, Bob? Is that going to do it for tonight?
Yep. That's it, Bruce. That's it. It is quarter after 10.
Quarter after. Okay. Let's do this. Remember, the way you get to Bob's site so that you can order the barley 30% off and get a free turmeric is to go to bigcalluniverse.com. And then when you get on our homepage, you'll see a banner at the top that says Boomers. Click on it, and it'll take you right in as a direct link to Bob's site. So click on the banner that says Boomers, get right into the site, and you can go see the products that are on sale. Do you have that on the front page, Bob, that new sale?
Yes.
Okay. On the front page. And remember, you can get a maximum of 4 barleys at the 30% off price. Maximum of 4, and then you'll get, when you put in the number 1, then change that number to 4, and then you'll get 4 turmeric along with that. One free for each canister of barley that you buy. So thank you, Bob. That's excellent. Remember the phone number to call if you want information on the circulation mat, if you just need a little navigational help, or you have a question. They're really good at helping. I mean, this is the beauty of the Boomer staff. They've been well-trained by Bob. They're very good with big call listeners. And so you just call the number 800-861-4609. 800-861-4609. And that's good Monday through Friday, 9 to 5 Eastern Daylight Time. So tomorrow, as usual, pretty good call day. I imagine it'll be a great call day. And so if you get a message saying leave your name and number, go ahead and do it. They'll call you right back. They'll call you right back as soon as the line clears and somebody's available. And that's the way to go with it. Thank you, Bob. That's great. All right. Say it's 16, 17 after the hour. Let's do this, Intel. This could take us till 10:30, but this is what we want to say. It's going on. Fortunately, we got some pretty good information about an hour and a half or 2 hours ago, probably 2 hours ago. Now, we had heard from, I'm going to say, one of the very most top people in our lead bank, which is Wells Fargo. One of the very top of the top gave our information handler, our intel guy, said, let me see if I can remember exactly how he sent this. Looks good for a shotgun start over the next 2 days. And that was said Wednesday. So that was referring to Thursday or Friday, tomorrow, a shotgun start. Now, this is a term that Wells is starting to use. Some of our other Wells contacts are saying, using the term shotgun start. So this has worked its way into the vernacular of Wells Fargo corporate. Now, and I'm going to touch on that again. I'm going to come back to that. What's interesting is we know we're super close. We know that the USN has been trading for quite a while now, and so is and has the Iraqi dinar. Now, we always tend to come back to what's going on in Iraq, what's happening in Iraq, because in a way they are sort of the linchpin for this going. We know that I heard today, and I don't know if this occurred yesterday or today, that Iraq paid back the IMF a loan that they got in 2003, and that's when the new 10,000, 5,000, 1,000 dinar notes were printed. Our notes that we have now were printed starting in 2003. And they paid the IMF back an $8 billion against a loan that they received, Iraq received in 2003. Now, to do that, you had to have a revalued dinar to do that, to make that doable. I told you guys Tuesday roughly what the rates were without giving specific, and I'm going to say the rates are actually on the ATMs in Baghdad, in the airports, and other places. So, have they converted over, I think, to a new rate in country? Yes. I'd say they have to be, yes. Does everybody in the world know about it yet? I have to say some of the world does, but they're keeping it from us. They're still keeping it from us until we go, until we receive our numbers and say, okay, we can book our exchange appointments at the Redemption Center. We can call in and get that done. But until that time, it's kind of been kept from us on purpose. And that's just the way they're doing it. They're keeping it hidden until we are ready for everything to be released. Now, I can tell you that the in-country rate on the ATMs is over 8. And I can tell you that I don't usually do this, as you guys know, but I have to let you know that I think that Iraq's rate needs to be on the Forex, and it may have gone on yesterday. I don't know that, though. And I'm not positive whether it needs to go on the Forex for us to go. The theory is that it does. So we'll see. We'll see what happens with that. We'll see if that's true or not. I'm trying to think what else we wanted to talk about tonight. You guys know we have about 17, 18 currencies that are going up substantially in value. We know that. We know that obviously dinar and dong, the Vietnamese dong is one of those, the rupiah, the Afghani, there's a lot of currencies we haven't ever talked about that are going to go up. And some of them will be significant. The Venezuelan Bolivar is one that is going up substantially too. It's a good buy. And some of us have taken advantage of that. But nothing's going to touch the Zimbabwe dollar, which, remember, about 2 or 3 weeks ago, we talked about the Zimbabwe in gold, the ZIG, Z-I-G, Zimbabwe in gold, meaning gold-backed Zimbabwe dollar. Yeah, it came out, it was announced, and that's, they're gold-backed, which is great. I heard something the other day. We actually, believe it or not, the U.S. has more in-ground assets and more gold than you guys would understand if I even told you about it. And don't think it's at Fort Knox, because it's not. We might have some there, but we sure don't have all of it there. But I'm just thinking we are really coming down to the wire on this. Iraq also, a week ago yesterday, if I remember my dates right, were accepted as full-fledged members in the World Trade Organization, the WTO. So they're in the WTO. They paid back their loan to the IMF. They've got a new rate in country, and probably the Middle East knows about it. They, I'm sure, know about it. And I don't know whether or not we're the only ones that don't know about it. You know about it now because I told you. But other than that, nobody's going to find out about it unless they're listening to the big call or replay. But I'm excited about that. Now, let's cut to okay. This came from one of our bond paymasters with Wells Fargo. He contacted someone in Geneva where the bonds are paying out. That's where a lot of that good information comes out of Geneva. Not so much Zurich, but Geneva. And the word is that according to our bond paymaster, who has a regular contact in Geneva that he didn't get to speak with today, yet he expects to hear from him. And if, okay, this is going to get a little convoluted. We have information that's coming to us that suggests that they're going to try to release this, which means a shotgun start for Tier 3, which is the bondholders, Tier 4 A and B, which is us, admirals and the Internet group is 4B, but Wells Fargo refers to it as Tier 4. So the idea is that our so-called shotgun start, I'm going to say, is going to get the green light later tonight, and not too much later than right now, maybe a couple of hours, but theoretically before midnight. And I may know something from my information funnel, my information handler, at midnight tonight, whether or not they did it, meaning they did the release, which I interpret as a new green light from military, from Treasury, from Wells Fargo to let everything go. Now, it really puts tomorrow in play, I believe. Now, I'm using faith here because we don't know that it is going to be released tonight, but I have a feeling that they are going to try to do it. They say they're going to try to push it out. They use all these different terms, get it out, release it, you know, all these different things that we've talked about. And I'm excited about this, and I hope that this is something that could be helpful to all of you in Big Call Universe, because, you know, it does me no good to give intel that doesn't happen, right? I don't like that. I don't like it at all. We know about half of what I say is happening. It is true. It is happening behind the scenes. But the one thing that we really want is the toll-free numbers to call in and set our appointments to do our exchange. That's really the name of the game. That's where we've been. That's what you guys want. That's what I want. That's what Sue wants, Bob wants. All of us want this to happen. And we've waited a very long time for it. 20 years for me. I got in 05. No, when did I get in? 05. March of 05. And thought I was late to the game. Late to the party. But I wasn't late. I was right on time. And I've been in it 20 years now. So, the bottom line is, we are all anticipating something big here. And let's go a little further with the intel. I remember now what else I was going to say. We're always wondering, when are we going to get the R&R and the increase in social? We have a contact in the Social Security Administration that told my information handler that people that are on the fourth Wednesday for Social Security would get a bump in their Social Security, and it's a substantial bump. It's that increase we talked about. And that, according to this gentleman, should happen. Some people get it early, like Saturday. Some people get it on Wednesday, which would be the 22nd. And that is supposed to occur. Now, other people that have already been paid their social this month, I don't know if they still get it this month. I think they would, but they'd probably get a second payment to their Social Security bank account, the account that their social is direct deposited into. I don't have the particulars on that, but I can tell you that, you know how we have five Wednesdays the month of May, because the first of May was a Wednesday? The fifth Wednesday is the 29th of May. And what we're hearing about R&R is that it would occur that at the very end of May, which I think is going to be around or on the 29th. Wednesday the 29th. Now, for those of us who have currencies that are setting appointments and going in for our exchanges and redemption of ZIM, our R&R, Restitution Reclamation Allowance, is supposed to come in then. When we go in for our appointments, we're supposed to get it then. And then it would be just a lump sum amount for those of us who are 62 and older and on Social Security. We would get a lump sum added to our exchange totals. Okay? So I'm not sure exactly how that's going to work, whether we get all of it, whether it goes into our quantum account, and then we pull out money as we need it. That could very well be the case. So it is something that's added to our totals when we do our exchanges and our redemption of ZIM. But I want to know how much it is. I want to make sure we note how much it is and write it down so I can just know it for no other reason than to know what the total is. All right, so there's your R&R. Now, for those that are not at Social Security age of 62, I don't know exactly how you're going to get it, but you're going to get it. And it should be at the end of the month. I think the 29th is going to be a big day for a lot of people that are not doing exchanges. So we'll see how that all works out. So we got an increase in Social Security supposedly occurring this month still. And we've got the R&R happening at the end of this month. And the RV could very well be happening later tonight, where the green light, so to speak, is given. And then we move. Once we get the toll-free numbers, which would come in our emails, we would go ahead and set those appointments with the call centers and then speak to somebody at the redemption center as we're connected to that redemption center or given a number to call to get to that redemption center that is indicated by our zip code when we call in for our appointments. So that's how close I believe we are. And I'm excited because I think sometimes we're looking at things, we say, well, we've never been here before. And I think in a lot of ways, we've never been where we are right now before. And there's other anecdotal type stories that I'm not at liberty to discuss, but I can tell that things are definitely happening behind the scenes, and we only know 10%, 20% of what's really going on. So that's what I wanted to share with you guys tonight. So let's do this. Let's go ahead and pray the call out. Let's stay in faith for it like we have been, and let's look forward to see what might happen tomorrow. I mean, I can't say absolutely, guys. You know I would if I could. But this is pretty good information coming in that they're going to try to make the attempt to release everything tonight. So keep your eyes on your emails tomorrow. Let's see what happens. And otherwise, let's enjoy the weekend and hopefully the nice weather where you are. So let's pray the call out. I want to, first of all, before I pray, I want everybody to be aware that Sue has three offerings. She has the Golden Wisdom Bundle, which is Golden Bundle 300 in the subject line. It's actually a $550 value for 300. And she has the new offering of the two-class course she just wrapped up for $100. Gosh, guys, how does it go? It's something like...
New Christ Strong.
New Christ Strong. Yeah, I had New in Christ. I couldn't remember the rest of it. Thank you, Sue. New Christ Strong. It's $200. And these are all payable on Cash App, unless otherwise noted to you by Sue. And the new class offering is going to start Monday. And I assume Sue will get the information out. But if you're interested in the new three-class course, which is called what, Sue? New course is called on Monday. Okay.
Serious Play.
That's right. Serious Play. That sounds like it's going to be great. And that starts Monday, and it goes Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, 7:25 p.m. And indicate that in your subject line that you want to be on in that class. And it's $150 for three classes. And that's new Serious Play. Serious Play is the name of the class. So indicate to her with the email that you're in for that, you want to be in it, and we'll see what happens. We got to see what happens. Do we get numbers overnight or tomorrow? Do we get them, and does this thing kick off for us? Let's hope so. Let's hope it does. All right. Thank you, Sue, and thanks, everybody. Thanks, Sue. Thank Bob. Thanks to GCK and Jeannie and Pastor Scott for everybody's input on the big call. Thank you, satellite team, or SAT team, which is getting things out globally. The big call gets out somewhere all the way up to 200 countries globally, which is terrific, since there's only 209 total. So I want to thank you guys for listening. Those in Big Call Universe, thank you for listening faithfully over the last 13 years. Let's keep an eye on this thing. Let's see if this intel that we got today comes through, and we look forward to getting started and moving into a new direction. Meanwhile, kind of watch your emails. Hopefully everyone's registered on biggalluniverse.com and that you'll be able to get the email that we send out with the toll-free numbers when we get them. When we get them, we'll send them out. Bob will make sure Raleigh gets it out to everybody that is registered on biggalluniverse.com. All right? So everybody have a wonderful night and glorious weekend. Let's hope this is it. And we do go ahead and get this, get the toll-free numbers, hopefully tomorrow. All right, you guys, let's pray the call out. Lord God, we thank you for everything that we have. We thank you what we're about to receive and what you're going to inspire us to do with it. As good stewards of the funds, we look forward to projects that we have designed coming into fruition, like Rebuild America, Rebuild International, Veterans Retreat Network and Pastoral Retreat Network, and all of the tens of thousands of projects that Big Call Universe listeners have been engaged in. Thank you for bringing that all to fruition, making this a reality for us, and we thank you that we have it. We have it, we believe we have it, and we're looking forward to its full manifestation very, very soon. In Jesus' name, amen and amen. Everybody, thank you for listening. Have a great night. Have a great weekend. Let's keep an eye on things. God bless you.